Now, Piers Doherty, I know that you have come there to our Derrybeg studio directly from the last of the funerals that we have been following all week up there. Seán Flanagan Garway and her father Robert were laid to rest this afternoon. Seán, of course, was that little girl just 5 years old, the youngest victim of the tragedy in Creaslock. I'm sure, Piers Doherty, that was a heartbreaking mass today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, visiting the family home yesterday and paying my respects to the both deceased and talking to Áine, you can just see, you know, hearts broken, the pain, the suffering, the grief. And it's unfortunately not unique to Áine and her family, but also the entire community of Creasla and its hinterlands who've suffered as a result of this terrible tragedy 8 days ago. You know, Seán was the youngest of the victims. She was only five. She's just went into primary school there a number of weeks ago. But you could see and you heard today and you heard from the mother just the bubbly character she was, that devilment that a young five-year-old, the picture of innocence has. And you know, a beautiful picture there that was in the family home of Bob, as he was known locally, Robert, who holding Seán in her hands, and you know the idea that both of them have been just snatched away from us in that terrible tragedy. And you know, as a little girl in a shop at the counter, you know, with full excitement as she was buying a birthday cake for her mother and her father behind her, and in that just awful moment, it left so much casualties, it left so much trauma, it's left so much grief, and the whole county of Donegal has just been engulfed by a tsunami of grief. And it's only probably now that the priest talked about the numbness in the community, and I think that's really true, Katie, because you know the last 8 days has been going from wake to wake, from funeral to funeral, and today is the last victims are laid to rest. You know, people will probably have a space to sit back and just realise what has happened in this community over the last 8 days, and how you start to build your lives back again, how you start to deal with the grief, the trauma and all of that loss at such a scale.
Indeed, yeah. And I am conscious that, I suppose, after today's the last of those funerals today, the news crews will leave, the world will move on. But I think the courage and the dignity of that community in Creaslock will stay with all of us for a very long time.